So the other day, I got a comment saying you've gone from questioning his story to loving it off. I found it amusing, but then I thought I'd ask myself the question. What does the Tartaria impossible structures narrative have in common with the mainstream controlled op, such as the History Channel? Well, what I found is quite revealing. I'd like to show you a couple of clips. Bear in mind, by the way, that the History Channel is actually owned by the Walt Disney Company. All these clips are from their series, Ancient Aliens.
Hampi, India. Here lie the ancient ruins of Vijayanagara, believed to have been constructed between the 14th and 16th centuries AD. At its center stands the Vidla Temple Complex, a masterpiece of Indian architecture and the largest and most revered temple in the city.
Vidla Temple was built with the mind of creating a celestial palace here on Earth. With that in mind, the king assembled the great the architects and great engineers and then great craftsmen to create this wonderful building that can also have a wonderful sound that will please God.
Attached directly to the temple is what is called the Ranga Mandapa, or the stage pavilion. Here there are many pillars, some reaching to a height of nearly 12 feet. There's a series of what are called compound pillars, where you have a central pillar surrounded on all sides with smaller colonnettes. These colonnettes are famous because when they're struck, they emit beautiful and haunting sounds.
According to the local guides at the temple, the 56 pillars are individually tuned to one of the seven notes of the Sarigama, an ancient Sanskrit musical scale dating back thousands of years that is still predominant in Hindi music today.
Certain groups of these pillars have been crafted to represent the tonal vibrations of the scale for different instruments, some being crafted to represent woodwinds, some being crafted to represent percussion instruments, etc.
So from the off, we see that both Ancient Aliens and Tartaria are heavily invested in focusing on the mysterious musical elements of old architecture. Get this though, keep listening.
The British, when they were in charge of India, were mystified by this amazing quality and actually cut one of the pillars to see how it was done. But it was just granite, and it was just very careful workmanship.
While the stone pillars themselves seem like simple technology, recent analyses have revealed they may be comprised of an advanced geopolymer blend of granite with silicate particles and metallic alloys. But what continues to puzzle scientists is that the first basic geopolymers were invented in the Soviet Union during the 1950s, hundreds of years after these pillars were crafted.
So just like Great Pyramid K 2019, the History Channel is okay with exposing the fact that many old structures were actually poured, molded, and set with geopolymer and concrete.
As a geologist, how this was done is really baffling and amazing. I've heard reports of people trying to mimic it in modern times, to try to just do a little section of it, even one pillar. And people just haven't been successful. So what were they doing back then? We just don't know.
According to Hindu priests, each of these pillars was specifically tuned harmonically in order to communicate with the gods. So you have to wonder, did extraterrestrial beings come down and give instructions on creating these specific frequencies?
And here we go. Not only do we have the hidden secret mysteries of musical frequencies and advanced concrete, but it could not have been human beings. No way. It had to be more advanced beings. The History Channel says extraterrestrial aliens, we say Tartarians, or those from hidden lands. Let's keep watching.
There has been extensive research done on pyramids throughout the world in terms of their structure and what it is that they really are. And one of the theories is that pyramids are power generators. And so if you have these pyramids strategically placed around the world generating this charge, it's possible to create a general standing wave around the world that is basically a wireless transmission of energy.
Uh-oh. It isn't just frequency and vibration anymore. The pyramids are power generators. Wireless transmission of free energy redirected across the world. Sound familiar?
It's been theorized that ancient ships, extraterrestrials,
Tartarians,
and those with high technology could use this interconnected wireless energy system to navigate around the planet. And it makes sense that if there was some kind of worldwide pyramid power grid like this.
Power grid across the world. And they too are obsessed with Antarctica.
That Antarctica would have pyramids as well.
And if they are actually man-made structures, how is such a thing even possible in a place that has been buried beneath the ice for over 12 million years? According to ancient astronaut theorists,
or Tartaria advocates,
Antarctica may not have been a frozen continent for as long as mainstream scientists suggest. And they say proof can be found by examining a 500-year-old map depicting the continent without any ice.
Huh. So they also use the same methodology of looking at those old Renaissance maps created by the likes of Mercator and Co. to develop their hypothesis.
Yeah, so this is about 4 meters.
All right, here's the far corner here.
Using the dimensions and the density of one of the basalt stone blocks, Dr. Burton calculates its weight.
250. 2 meters 50.
All right, so based on the measurements, you're looking at a weight of about 54 tons.
54 tons,
yeah. So 50 tons, give or take.
And you have 1, 2, 3, 4 of those monoliths essentially stacked on top of each other at a height of 40 feet.
So, Gus, what is then the oral history of moving this stone on the island?
Well, according to the legends, the stones were flown up here. Rocks were brought from the north and they were flown up here.
For generations, the people of Pompeii have told the story that Nan Madol was constructed by strange visitors through a process of levitation.
According to oral histories, the stones flew to the Nan Madol area. How did they fly there? We don't know.
The two brothers who started Nan Madol, according to Pompeii legend, were foreigners. They were not from here, so we don't know where they were from.
According to legend, the twin sorcerers who created Nan Madol were of giant proportions.
Levitating stones again, put up at the hands of gigantic advanced beings.
Much like the legends of Easter Island, where it is said that giants magically floated the stone Moai statues into place.
Guys, Tartaria, or the impossible structures hypothesis, is literally ancient aliens in a new coat of paint. They both focus on advanced free cosmic energy and frequency and vibration. Both emphasize that these structures are impossible. Both replace humans with advanced beings. All we've done is trade their silly globe with a flat plane. Replace the word alien with Tartarian. And inserted a reset hypothesis to make it more relatable, which, by the way, is not correct. As I have come to learn, these cities are not empty. The reason we see no people in a handful of photographs and whitewashed skies is due to the long exposure times. And you can see that here. Look, ghostly people not caught on camera properly because of long exposure. It's the same thing as in this recent photograph. I recommend checking out Static in the Attic or Wooden Nickel's videos on this in the links in the description below. This doesn't mean that resets are not real. They are. But I cannot find evidence of one occurring in the 19th century on a grand scale. The last grand reset that I can find was at the end of the Middle Ages, and it has direct parallels with what's happening today. Oh, and we also added a mud flood. But the thing is, the vast amount of ancient tunnel networks all across the world debunks the mud flood theory. What was there before the mud flood? Complex tunnel systems above the ground, running all over the surface of the ground or through the air. It doesn't sound very glorious to me. So what's the deal? Is there a tiny chance, just perhaps, that we have been serving a psyop all along? Ancient aliens through the back door, and been duped into approaching history this way to keep us going in circles and not getting closer to the real lies. And this is not an instance of the History Channel telling us and giving us partial truths. They are not hiding anything in plain sight here. They want us to think like this. Why? Because it, one, keeps us going around in circles, distracted from getting to the bottom of things. Two, it severs humanity from its real history and replaces them with advanced transhuman beings. Three, gets us all worshipping some kind of cosmic energy and helps groom people to perhaps accept not-so-innocent technology in the future. And four, serves as a complete bum steer in terms of these ancient structures being legitimate. Geopolymer here in their world means that those of the past were advanced. But it could also mean that a big chunk of our history was fabricated around 500 years ago using pseudo-stonemasonry architecture. That architecture is actually one of the weapons they've used to fabricate history. For me, this approach is not the one, guys. And this adds to the reasons why my thesis has changed. I want to look beyond this to see what they could be covering up. It's also another massive reason to not blend Flat Earth and this ancient aliens Tartarian approach together, because this makes it really easy to discredit this. I know I'll continue to get backlash on this, but maintaining strong opinions when there is weak evidence to support them, or when new counter-evidence is discovered, means you are not exercising critical thinking. I'm going with critical thinking over this one. Anyway, the next chapter of my series is a multi-part one, and it's on the heavier, more complex side of things, so I aim to release more little videos like this in the meantime to mix things up for myself and cover a broader range of topics. Have a good day.